right, what's up? We are back for Tip Thursday, and today we're going to talk a little bit about your training plan being fluid and not being static. And this has come up for several people over the past couple of weeks. I've seen things posted online, people asking, what do I do now that I've been sick? Do I try to catch up on these two or three workouts that I've missed? Or do I just skip them and move on? How do I adjust my plan if I've missed a couple of workouts, or I feel like crap today because I had a hard day at work, or life stresses, or things that come up with the family or kids or anything like that? So people are always asking and wondering what to do whenever things aren't perfect. And if you are sick and you're in a training plan, it doesn't matter where you're at in your training plan. Kind of the general rule of thumb is if the sickness is below the neck, then you need to just chill. You need to get healthy. You need to get right before you come back. And when you do come back, you got to ease back into it by doing really low intensity, cut your duration down, just do what you can and keep it smooth just to get the body moving again and get your body feeling right before you start adding any kind of intensity or real duration. And that goes for swim, bike, run, gym, anything. If it's just like a sinus problem, I usually have people stay out of the pool because it's already hard enough to breathe. And then when you're in the pool and you're snotty or congested, it sucks. So stay out of there. Gym work is fine. But when it comes to intensity on your running and your biking, I usually like to drop the duration down. So keep it minimal dose that you need. And I usually try to cut the intensity back a little bit. For example, if it's a 10-minute interval, I usually have them cut that back to 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And if the intensity is really high on that interval, I'll have them even cut that down. So some moderate work is kind of what I like to do and prescribe for myself and for my athletes. So if you're sick at all or not feeling great, you got to be smart. Your body's trying to heal itself. It's trying to get well. It's trying to do all the things that it needs to help you function on a day-to-day basis. So adding workout stress to that is not helping your body get healthy and get well. You need tons of sleep. You need your typical rules of thumb, hydration, good quality, clean food, get away from the sugar, get away from the dairy, all those kinds of things. Just give your body the time it needs to recover. And as far as workouts that you missed and coming back into that, if you missed a handful of days, like less than a week, just jump back in and get going again. You didn't miss anything major. If you're out 2, 3, 4 weeks, you may need to reset your plan a little bit and take a step back and build back to where you were. Because if you're out for a really extended amount of time, you will have lost a little bit of fitness. But if you're out for a handful of days, just jump back into the plan where you were. Don't stress about it. Don't make a bigger deal out of it than it is, because that added stress, that mental stress that you're putting on yourself, that's making you not heal and be healthy as well. So mental and physical stress, your body takes them all the same. So just move on, jump back in the plan, get going again, and don't worry about missing a few sessions, right? And the big thing is taking care of yourself and lowering the intensity, lower the duration, and do what you can. Now, let's just say you're not sick, you feel great, life stress, had a bad day at the office, or you're just getting run down because you're just not recovering from day to day from those workouts. This is where your training plan needs to be fluid as well. So if you feel like crap and maybe you track your resting heart rate, you track HRV, you track how you sleep, all these kinds of things, or maybe you don't track them at all. But if you do and you realize, hey, man, I'm overreaching a little bit. I'm really not ready for today's effort that I need to do because it's a high intensity day. It's a high effort day. Just go out for an easy spin. Just go out and move and on the bike and use this as an easy recovery thing. Or maybe you go for an easy swim, or maybe you just go walk the dogs around the neighborhood. But sometimes you really truly have to listen to your body and not push too much. Whenever your body's telling you something, you need to listen to it. And your training plan is fluid. It is not concrete. It is not set in stone. And it is not the end all be all of what you have to do. There are times that you have to suck it up and deal with it and just put in the work today it's because you're mentally not into it. It's not because you physically can't do it. There's a big difference. And if you've been at this long enough, you know the difference between physically not being ready to go today and mentally not being ready to go today. And on those mental days, you got to use those as a day that you just get tougher mentally, that you're going to use those to push through in that race day when things are not great and things suck. Those are mental wins, as well as getting a little bit of physical win that day and getting a little bit faster, a little bit stronger. And you can also use those to your advantage and just realize, man, I did not want to do this. I had no energy, and I just had no incentive to get out there and suffer today, but I did it. I got it done. It was a great day. Move on. Put that in the bank for those times that it's going to get really rough out on race day. If you are physically run down and you have zero energy and things just suck, take a nap. Eat some good food. Hang out with your friends, your spouse. Hang out with your dogs, whatever it is. But if you're physically not into it, you need to listen to that and just not push through all the time. And because that's where people start really getting into some overreaching issues, some overtraining issues. They really start running themselves in the ground. You lose the fun of this stuff. I don't know anybody that their whole paycheck and their livelihood depends on this. Not anybody that I'm close to anyway. So it's all for fun. And we should remember that, especially on those days that it sucks and we don't want to do it. Taking one day off or 2 days off to sit on the couch and watch TV after work instead of getting on the bike for 2 hours or go for a 45-minute run or whatever the case may be, it's okay. Your training plan is not concrete. Your training plan is not the end-all be-all. It is a guideline. It is an outline to get you to your fitness goals and to your race day. But you have to remember that it is not the end-all be-all, and it is not one way and that's it. And your training plan, your distances, your durations, your intervals, all that stuff needs to be fluid every single day. It is an outline to get you to where you want to be and to get you to that finish line, but it's not the only way to get you there. So in workout efforts, if you go out, you have a prescribed interval set today and you hit your first one and it was a real struggle and it shouldn't have been that hard, bag it. Just either go home or make it a recovery day and just cruise along and put in some time and put in some miles and count that as a recovery day. Maybe flip that workout and try it again tomorrow. So just remember your training plan, it moves, it's fluid, it should be. That's the way the world works. It's not going to be perfect, but if you're hitting 90% of your training plan throughout the entire schedule, you're doing great. You're going to hit your race day goals. You're going to have a great time. You are going to be stronger and healthier and happier. And that's the whole point of this whole entire thing. So just remember that big picture. If you're sick, be smart. If you just don't feel it physically, maybe you should take some time off from that too and miss a day, miss 2 days. It's totally fine. You're not going to lose fitness. You're not going to get slow. You're not going to get fat. You're not going to get any of these things that you think that you work up in your mind. If you are sick or you're mentally not into it, sometimes you just have to push through. But if you're sick, you need to take care of yourself. So happy racing. Hope everybody loves it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Send me some other topics and questions for Tip Thursday, and we'll be rolling out something on Instagram and Facebook for only on Mondays. So that'll be more of a movement-based ideas and tips. And so but thank you so much. Don't forget to tune in and subscribe to the podcast. And I appreciate all the feedback. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.